Hallelujah. Peace be with you all, brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah. 愿神的平安与大家同在。
This afternoon, we would like to continue this morning topic.
今天下午我们还要以今天早上我们的题目为主题。
Which is, I have still and quiet my soul.
我的心平静、平稳、安静。
Let's turn to the book of Psalm 131.
我们再看回圣经诗篇一百三十一篇。
Psalm 131.
诗篇第一百三十一篇。
Let's read verse 1 to 3.
诗篇第一百三十一篇第一到三节。第一节，神啊，我的心不狂傲，我的眼不高大，重大和测不透的事我也不敢行。第二节，我的心平稳安静，好像断过奶的孩子在他的母亲的怀中。我的心在我里面，真像断过奶的孩子。第三节，以色列啊，你当仰望真神，从今时直到永远。
This morning we have talked about we have to still and quiet our soul.
这边今天早上我们谈到说，我们要能够心平静安稳。
Which is the most difficult things to achieve?
平静安稳对我们来说是相当困难的。
Actually, nowadays people are so busy.
今天我们看这个世界上大家都非常忙碌。
If you request someone just to sit here still 1 hour, it's not an easy thing.
今天我们只简单叫一个人安静在这边坐一下子，恐怕都不容易。
The more difficult part is not the physical stillness, but rather is the spiritual one.
在这里所谓的平稳安静，并不是指的一个人的外表很静，而是指的从内心他的这个心灵很静。
Because we have studied only through quietness and stillness that we can gain strength in the Lord.
因为圣经里面告诉我们，经过平稳安静，我们才能够得力。
So this morning we have talked about how to gain this spiritual quietness and stillness.
今天早上我们已经谈到了如何从属灵方面得到平稳安静。
The first point we mentioned is we must not be proud.
第一点我们谈到了说我们不可以狂傲。
The second point we talked about was our eyes must not be haughty.
第二点我们也谈到了我们的眼不可以高大。
Now let's talk about the third point.
我们紧接下来谈谈第三样。
Which is the end of verse 1.
也就是在第一节的后半段。
Which tells us, I do not concern myself with great matters or things too wonderful for me.
这里说到重大和测不透的事情我也不敢行。
Which is we do not make decision for ourselves.
也就是说我们今天不为自己来做决定。
Sometimes we ask,
有时候我们会这么问，
Why a person's heart cannot be still?
为什么一个人的心不静呢？
Why sometimes we'll be afraid?
为什么我们常常感到会害怕呢？
The key reason is we have a kind of uncertainty toward our future.
最重要的一个关键就是我们的心不知道未来将要发生什么事。
We don't know what can happen tomorrow.
因为我们不知道明天将要发生什么事。
So if today you want to make a big decision,
所以今天如果我们要做一个重大的决定，
you feel very anxious.
那么我们会觉得不知道如何去做这个答案。
Because we think this decision is right.
我们会想说我这么决定是对的吗？
Or is it wrong?
或是错的。
So that's why the bigger the decision, the more anxious that we'll get.
所以今天我们要做更大的决定，我们会觉得越来越心情沉重。
Because we worry.
因为我们担心了。
For example,
比如这么说。
Before a sister want to get married, wow, she's so worried. Should I marry this guy?
比如说我们一个姐妹要嫁给一个弟兄，这个姐妹就会想说，这个弟兄是我所要的人吗？
That's a big decision. That's why I feel anxious.
因为婚姻是一个重大的决定，所以心里会觉得很担心。
Sometimes before you immigrate to a country, you'll be anxious. Should I come here? Should I come to Canada?
比如说我们要移民来到加拿大，我们会想，是不是适合我们来到加拿大呢？
Should I take this job? This employment?
是不是我要接受这样的工作呢？
And should I buy this house?
或是说我们是不是该买这栋房子呢？
Because we don't know what can happen tomorrow.
因为我们永远不知道明天是什么。
This is something which is very great and too wonderful for us.
因为明天对我们来说是一个未知数，是一个不稳定的数目。
这个重大策略，
一个重大的策略。
But does it mean that we don't make this decision?
是不是告诉我们说那这些事都不要做决定呢？
No.
并不是这么说的。
So what is the true difference between a Christian and someone do not believe in God?
所以我们要分别出来说，真正一个基督徒以及不信主的人怎么样来做决定呢？
It's not that we do not make this decision.
并不是说叫我们重大事情都不要决定。
But rather, when we make this decision, we put God into our calculation.
反而是当我们做决定的时候，我们要把神放在这个决定里面。
We will ask God, what does God want me to do?
我们应该要问神，神要我们明天要做什么？
It's not that what I want to do.
而不是说我明天要做什么。
But what does God want?
那么神要我做什么？
We hand out this sovereignty toward the Lord.
我们要让神有这个主权。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 18.
我们请看圣经马太福音。
The book of Matthew, chapter 18.
马太福音第十八章。
The book of Matthew, chapter 18, verse 3.
马太福音第十八章的第三节。
Matthew, chapter 18, verse 3.
马太福音第十八章第三节说，我实在告诉你们，你们若不回转，变成小孩子的样式，断不得进天国。
Verse 4.
第四节，所以凡自己谦卑像这小孩子的，他在天国里就是最大的。
Here Jesus tell us the secret. How do we get into the kingdom of heaven?
这里主耶稣告诉我们一个窍门，如何进天国。
Here tell us, Jesus said, we must return and to be like a child.
主耶稣说，一定要回转变小孩的样式。
What does it mean to be like a child?
为什么说要如何变？怎么说要变成小孩样式呢？
Verse 4 explain.
第四节很简单告诉我们。
To be humble like these little children.
也就是自己谦卑要像小孩一样。
How do we know a child is humble?
我们怎么知道小孩是谦卑呢？
Every time before a child do something, he'll ask his parent.
我们看小孩子每次要做事情的时候，他都会问父母。
He will not make decision for himself.
小孩子通常不会为自己做什么决定。
He'll always ask the parent.
他当然都会去来找爸爸妈妈。
Nowadays, my twins is getting bigger.
好像我的双胞胎越来越大了。
Just last month was 4 years old.
那么上个月刚好他们四岁。
Of course, they start to ask questions.
四岁已经开始会问问题了。
They have started to have their own will.
他们会有自己的想法了。
But there's one thing I admire.
但是有一件事情我很欣赏他们。
When they say something, I was so touched.
当他们讲话告诉我一些事的时候，我总是很感动。
He said, Dad, can I do this?
他问我说，爸爸，我可以做这个吗？
Dad, can I eat this?
我可以吃这个吗？
Dad, can I go to play?
我可不可以去玩呢？
Wow, I said, okay, okay. Even though I didn't want so much, I said, okay, let's go.
虽然有时候我不准他们去玩，但是我都会很同情他们，让他们去玩。
Because they ask you.
因为他们问。
Because they respect you.
因为他们尊敬。
Then you love them more.
那我们就会更爱小孩子。
Why a child is so happy?
为什么小孩子总是看起来天真快乐？
Because they have no burden.
因为他们没负担。
They have trust everything to their parent.
因为他们把所有负担放在父母的身上。
They know their parent will make the best decision for them.
因为他们相信他们的父母会做最好的决定。
That's why they do not concern, they don't worry to make big decision.
所以他们并不担心自己要为明天做什么而烦恼。
But now we grow up.
那今天我们已经长大了。
We become less happy than before.
那我们想想，我们可能比小孩子更不快乐了。
Because we have so many burden and stress.
因为在我们的肩膀上有更多的重担跟痛苦了。
But Bible tells us we must learn to be a child.
但是反过来，圣经里面告诉我们，我们要回转向小孩。
If you want to do something,
如果我们要做什么
？If you want to go somewhere,
如果我们要去哪里
？Before we do this,
我们做之前
，Let's kneel down and pray.
我们一起跪下祷告。
Ask the Lord.
求神。
Oh Lord, is it?You want me to do this?
我们要求神说，主啊，你要我做这样的事情吗？
Let's look at an example.
我们看一看一个例子吧。
Let's turn to the book of 1 Samuel chapter 22.
我们请看旧约撒母耳记上。
1 Samuel chapter 22.
撒母耳记上第22章。
Verse 1 to 3.
撒母耳记上第22章第一到三节。
1 Samuel chapter 22, verse 1 to 3.
撒母耳记上第22章第一节，大卫就离开那里，逃到亚杜兰洞。他的弟兄和他父亲的全家听见了，就都下到他那里。第二节，凡受窘迫的、欠债的、心里苦恼的，都聚集到大卫那里。大卫就做他们的头目，跟随他的约有400人。第三节，大卫从那里往摩押的米斯巴去，对摩押王说：“求你容我父母搬来住在你们这里，等我知道神要为我怎样行。”
Here we can know that King Saul was trying to kill David.
这里我们都知道，扫罗王在这个时候要追杀大卫。
Because he see David as a threat to his throne.
因为呢，大卫，因为扫罗王觉得大卫对他是一个威胁。
So David has to flee his life to the wilderness.
所以大卫为了逃命，所以逃到了旷野。
Even into a cave.
甚至逃到了一个洞里面。
We can see David is suffering high uncertainty, high anxiousness.
在这个时候，大卫的心里当然是许许多多的不安定跟不安全的感觉。
If you were hiding a cave tonight,
如果今天我们因为逃跑跑到一个洞里面
，How do you feel?
我们感觉怎么样
？You feel very worried.
我们一定感觉到很担心的。
But why did God allow this to happen to David?
为什么神让大卫处在这样的环境
？Sometimes we ask, if God loved David, why didn't God?Spare him from all this trouble.
有时候我们看到这里，我们会觉得，既然神爱大卫，为什么不保守大卫呢？
However, this is exactly why God loved David.
但是这里告诉我们，这也就是神爱大卫的方法。
Only through this situation that God trained him to have a better faith and trust in the Lord.
要因为经过这样的试炼之后，让大卫能够更信任神。
Before chapter 22,
那么在22章之前
，David was playing the harp.
那么大卫弹琴的
David was fighting the Goliath
大卫是打哥利亚的
But the Bible never mentioned much about David praying
但是在这里面很少看到圣经说大卫向神祈祷
But now from this chapter
但是从22章开始
He started to pray
我们看到大卫跪下向神祷告
了 He started to call upon the Lord
他在这边求告神
了 What did he say?
他怎么说呢
he said, Even though I am now in the wilderness now, but I will try to ask and know what does God want me to do.
这边说到我虽然逃到了这么荒凉的旷野躲在洞里面但是我要知道神要我怎样行。
What plan does God have for me?
那么在神在我的路上到底是什么样一个计划
So that's what he prayed.
因此他向神求告。
After he prayed, he will know the plan.
之后他在他求告神之后他知道该怎么做了。
So today do we have this trust?
今天我们是不是对神有这样的信任呢
When we face making a big decision,
当我们面对重大决定的时候
Sometimes you feel sleepless during the night
有时候我们会因为这样的决定呢感觉到睡不着
So we're so worried
因为我们担心
But ask the Lord, what is the plan for us?
但是我们要像大卫一样求告神我们到底是什么样的计划
Now, God's reply is very special
我们看看神的回答也是很特别的
Now, let's read verse 5
我们请看第五节先知加德对大卫说你不要住在山寨要往犹大地去大卫就离开那里进入哈列的树林
Now, if you were David, what do you think when you pray to God? What should we do?
那么如果我们是大卫想想我们如果是大卫的话我们向神求告了那么我们下一步该怎么做呢
Maybe you think, God will protect me tell me to hide in the forest for half a year and then come out later
我们又也许会想象神给我的答案应该是叫我先躲起来半年之后再出来吧
But what did God tell him?
但是我们看看神怎么告诉大卫。
God through the prophet told him something.
这边神借着先知告诉大卫。
You go back to the land of Judea.
你要回到犹大地去哦。
This is an incomprehensible reply.
那么这个可以说是一个非常复杂的一个回答。
Because David flee the king from Jerusalem, from the Judea, go to the wilderness.
因为大卫就是从耶路撒冷犹大地逃出来，来到这个荒野的。
And God tell him, you go back.
但是神在这里告诉他，你的路是回去。
If we hear this answer, I think we'll be very surprised. God, no, Saul is in Judah. His king is in Judah. How can I go back?
今天如果我们是大卫，听到这样的答案，我们会反问神说：“我才从那里逃出来，为什么你要回去干什么？”
God tell him, you go to the Judea.
但是神在这里非常确认的告诉他，你要回犹大地。
Wow, this is a test of faith.
这可以说是信仰的试炼。
You don't know why you go there, but God tells you to go there.
虽然大卫不知道要去犹大地做什么，但是神却要他回到犹大。
But there's only one thing he is sure.
但是在这里，大卫心里面有一样事情是确定的。
If it was God who tell him to go back to Judea, then God would take care when he go back to Judea.
如果今天神叫我回到犹大地那危险的地方，那神会保守我在那个地方。
God will take responsibility.
因为神会在这件事情上负责的。
Because it's God's decision.
因为是神的决定。
It's not I want to go back.
不是我大卫要做的决定。
So he has the faith in God.
因此他对神有足够的信心。
And we know even though when he go back, he still ran away from Saul. Every night he cannot sleep well.
所以你看大卫回到了犹大地，照常的为了躲这个扫罗王的追杀，到处跑。
But even when Saul is just beside him, Saul was unable to kill him.
紧接下来的故事，你看到，虽然扫罗就在大卫旁边，但是大卫却不受伤害。
So that's why he trusts in the Lord.
因此，我们看到他的信心，他对神的信心。
When he wants to make a big decision, he asks the Lord.
当他要做最重大的决定的时候，他来求告神。
So today, do we have this experience?
所以今天我们是不是有这样的体验呢？
When we are about to make a big decision.
当我们要做重大决定的时候
I suggest there's a few things we must do.
我建议大家有几点该做的
The first things.
第一点
Our whole family must kneel down and pray in a longer time and pray deeper as the guidance of the Lord.
我们全家应该为了这个重大的决定做深入长久的祷告
In the year 1991,
在1991年的时候
When my parent was planning to immigrate to Canada.
我的父母亲计划要移民加拿大的时候
There was a few choices.
那么在那个时候有几个选择
Most people come to Vancouver
那么许多人都决定是来温哥华
Because Vancouver the weather is not extreme as Calgary
因为温哥华的天气应该是全加拿大比较好的
And Calgary and Vancouver there are more good Chinese restaurants
因为在温哥华有好多很好吃的中国餐厅
And it's closer to Hong Kong
而且距离亚洲也比较近
So the first choice of course many people come to Vancouver
所以大家决定留在温哥华其实是有原因的
But at this time my parent
那么现在我们要做决定了。
Decided we must pray first.
我的父母亲觉得说要先求告神。
And see how the Lord guide us.
看看神要怎么样带领我们下一步。
And then, okay, our parent told us, okay, let's pray for this event.
因此我们决定说要为了这件事情来特别祷告。
Our parents intended to go to Vancouver first.
我的父母亲跟大家都一样，先决定来到温哥华。
They prefer to come to Vancouver.
因为他们比较喜欢温哥华。
But after the prayer.
但是祷告之后
miraculously, there was one night,
很奇妙的就这么有一个晚上
When my parent got up during the middle of the night go to washroom
那么我们父母亲在晚上起来去用厕所的时候
I passed the room
那么经过房间
of my youngest brother
经过我最小弟弟的房间
And my youngest brother didn't know what happened that night had a dream and tried to say something in the dream
那么很奇妙的那天我最小的弟弟呢那天做梦在梦里面说一些梦话
Say only two words
讲两段经节
Two words, 两个字
两个字
Calgary, Calgary
他一直说卡加利
Wow, and my dad heard about this
我的爸爸听到这么一个这样的声音
Oh no, this time we cannot come to Vancouver
那么他知道我们的决定不能够留在温哥华了
Maybe God wants us to go to Calgary
那么也许神真的要我们去卡加利了
But there's no church there
但是在那个时候卡加利是没有教会的
We only have a family there, an auntie there
我们有亲戚在那里。
But if God wants us to go there,
但是如果这真的是神的决定。
Plus of course, living in Calgary is much cheaper than Vancouver during the time.
那么当然在那个时候，如果住在卡加利比温哥华便宜多了。
But of course, if God wants us to go there, then we go there.
但是如果真的是神要我们去那里，我们就去吧。
We thank God. Later, we find out it is God's will for us to go there.
在几年之后，我们真的觉得这真的是神的旨意。
Because there are many holy work to be done during that city, in this city.
因为在那个城市有许许多多神的工作要去做的。
So we can just work for God.
我们可以在那个城市里面呢，能够为神工作。
So before we make a big decision, we really have to kneel down and pray.
因此，我们在做重大决定之前，我们真的要来跪下求告神。
We ask the Lord, what should we do? Where should we go?
我们真的要深深的问神，我们该做什么，该去哪里
？And of course, not all the time God talks to you through a prophet or in a dream.
当然，不会每一次神都真的借由先知、借由梦话来告诉我们。
But God's word is in the Bible.
但是神的话都在圣经当中。
So if you are in the crossroad and you try to thrift through the Bible, is there any principle tell us how do I make this decision?
所以当我们来到人生的十字路口来做抉择的时候，我们有时候翻翻圣经可以告诉我们原则在哪里。
That's why we have to read the Bible.
所以我们要常常读经的道理在这里。
If we do not read the Bible,
如果我们对圣经不熟。
Our mind is blank. There's no God's word in our hearts.
当我们在人生十字路口的时候，我们的脑袋里面是没有神的话的。
But if we read the Bible every day,
如果我们每天都有读经的习惯
then when you need the word of God, Holy Spirit will help you to search the right thing. They remind you that what you have heard, what you have learned.
当我们来到抉择点上的时候，圣灵会带领我们经由圣经了解下一个决定是什么。
And then thirdly, we have to pray and see whether the peace of God is in our hearts.
第三点，在我们祷告当中是不是我们能够得到心里的平安呢
？Let's turn to the book of Colossians chapter 3.
我们请看哥罗西书第三章。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 15.
我们请看哥罗西书第三章的第十五节。
The book of Colossians chapter 3 verse 15.
哥罗西书第三章第十五节，第十五节又要叫基督里的平安在你们心里作主，你们也为此蒙召归为一体，且要存感谢的心。
Here Paul told us, let the peace of Christ rule in our hearts.
在这里保罗告诉我们让基督的平安在我们心里做主
Today we must ask ourselves what is the thing that ruling my heart
今天我们真的要回来问我们自己谁在我的心里做主
Sometimes we have our sin rule in our hearts.
有时候真的是那个罪恶在我们心里做主。
Sometimes our bad habits rule in our hearts.
有时候我们的坏习惯在我们的心里做主。
Sometimes our worries rule our hearts.
有时候我们的担忧在我心里做主。
Sometimes our sorrowful rule our hearts.
有时候是我们的忧烦在我们的心里做主。
But pray.
但是要祷告。
What should we pray?
我们要祷告些什么？
Pray that God please.Let your peace rule in my heart.
我们要求神让他的平安在我的心里做主。
When you pray for something,
当我们求些事情，
if when we reach a state which we feel very peaceful,
当我们得到我们该想要的答案的时候，我们心里会感到平安。
Then we will know that God wants us to do this.
这个时候我们就知道我们的下一步决定是对的。
So let's turn to the book of Jeremiah.
我们再看回耶利米书。
Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 3.
耶利米书第三十三章的第三节。
It's a very good verse here, huh?
这是一个很好的经节。
Jeremiah 33 verse 3.
耶利米书三十三章第三节。耶利米书三十三章第三节，你求告我，我就应允你，并将你所不知道的又大又难的事指示你。
So this is exactly the thing we must do.
这个去告诉我们，我们该做什么
了。God told Jeremiah.
神在这里告诉耶利米。
If you ask me.
如果你求告我
I'll hear your prayer.
那么我就会应允你的祈求。
I'll told you what you do not know and the difficult things, then I'll show you.
我会告诉你所不知道而且又难的事情告诉你。
Today is exactly the same thing.
今天我们不是期待这样答案吗？
Future are so uncertain.
我们知道未来是多么的不稳定。
不确定的。
不确定的。
So we have to ask the Lord to show us the most difficult things in our life.
因此经过这个经节，我们要求神告诉我们又大又难的事。
That's why being a Christian, prayer is the key.
所以身为一个基督徒，祷告是重点。
Let's turn back to the book of Psalm 131.
我们再看回诗篇131篇。
Now we come into the fourth point. How can we quiet and still our soul?
我们来看到第四点，我们如何能够得到心里平稳安静。
Verse 2 tells us, like a weaned child with his mother, like a weaned child is my soul within me.
第二节很明显地告诉我们，好像断过奶的孩子在他母亲的怀中。
So this tells us, if we want to have a quiet and still soul, we must be like a child, be winded.
在这里告诉我们，如何得到平稳安静呢？要好像断过奶的孩子在他的母亲怀中一样。
Which means we must work hard to control our own desire.
也就是换句话说，也就是我们要能够竭力地控制来我们的欲望。
Why the Bible use the term weaned child?
为什么在圣经里面用这个所谓的断过奶的孩子？
We know a child after he was born, he need to be feeding on his mother's milk.
我们都知道小孩子刚生出来之后就需要奶。
Especially during the ancient time, there's no baby formulas.
尤其在早期的时候，没有所谓的这个奶粉。
They all drain milk from the mother.
那么他们都是经由母亲来喂奶。
So it took a mother.2 to 3 years almost to win a child totally.
所以通常都要经过2到3年，经由母亲的奶来养育这个孩子。
After the win a child, they celebrate.
那么断过奶的孩子以后呢，这个孩子就可以说是比较独立了。
Enter another stage of maturity.
因为这个时候小孩就进入另外一个成长阶段。
But why win the child is connected to stillness in the soul?
为什么圣经用断过奶的孩子来跟我们的心灵结合呢？
Because if a child is not winded.
如果一个小孩没断奶，
Anytime the child is hungry, the child will cry. The baby will cry.
这个小孩子只要他饿了他就哭。
That's why we see the newborn infant, they cry more often than a 1-year-old.
所以我们看到刚出生的小 baby 哭的情况呢，比一岁大的孩子更严重。
Because frequently the baby will feel hungry, and when he feel hungry, he just cry out.
因为在那个时候阶段的小朋友只要一哭就要喝奶，就要喂饱。
The babydoes not know human languages yet.
因为婴儿并不懂任何的话来表述自己的情况。
All he knows how to express himself is through complaining and crying.
因为在那个时候的婴儿只懂得用哭来表达自己所要用的东西。
This is an unweaned child.
因为这就是所谓的未断过奶的小孩。
Anytime the desire kick in, you just cry.
未断过奶的婴儿只要饿了他就想。
Today are we unweaned?
那么今天我们是断奶还是没断奶呢？
The Israelites were like an unweaned child.
那么以色列民，我们在看他们出埃及的时候，就好像未断奶的小孩。
Let's turn to the book of Exodus chapter 14.
我们请看回创世纪。
Exodus chapter 14.
创世纪的第
出埃及记啊。
出埃及记第十四章。
Exodus chapter 14, verse 11 and 12.
出埃及记第十四章第十一节第十二节。
This is the place when they are about to cross the Red Sea.
在这里，他们差不多要过红海了。
They saw the Egyptian army is following them.
他们看到了埃及的追兵就在他们后面。
And the sea, the Red Sea was not open yet.
但是他们面对的却一片的红海。
What did they say?
他们说什么
？Verse 11.
十一节，他们说，他们对摩西说：“难道在埃及没有坟地？”你把我们带来死在旷野吗？你为什么这样对待我们，将我们从埃及领出来呢？十二节，我们在埃及岂没有对你说过，不要搅扰我们，容我们服侍埃及人吗？因为服侍埃及人比死在旷野还好。
Can you imagine this word was spoken by the Israelites?
我们可不可以想象，原来这些话是出自以色列民的口哦
？And these Israelites just saw the 10 big miracle, the 10 plague performed by Moses.
而且这个时候，以色列民也才看完神刚刚经由摩西所展示的十大神迹哦。
And they can just utter this kind of complaint to God.
但是就在面对红海的时候，他们却说出了这个埋怨神的话。
The only way to express themselves is through complaint.
因为他们唯一能够表达自己情绪的就是抱怨。
And later, when they don't have water to drink.
那么紧接下来我们看到，当他没水喝的时候。
And then they complain again.
那他们再度埋怨。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 15.
我们请继续看第十五章，出埃及记十五章。
15 verse 22 to 24.
我们请看第二十二节，十五章第二十二节。摩西领以色列人从红海往前行，到了苏尔的旷野，在旷野走了三天，找不到水。二十三节，到了马拉，不能喝那里的水，因为水苦，所以那地名叫马拉。第二十四节，百姓就向摩西发怨言，说：“我们喝什么呢
？”So this is their bad habit.
我们看到啊，这个以色列百姓常常抱怨。
They just only know how to complain.
他们这个坏习惯，唯一的办法就是。
That's why they cannot get blessing from the Lord.
因此他们无法从神那里得到真正的祝福。
Today we have to ask ourselves why there are so much human tension among human beings.
所以今天我们常会看到人当中常常看到人性的弱点。
Sometimes why husband and wife have so much tension?
为什么我们看到人与人之间有这么极度的这种对立？
Parents and children have so much tension.
我们看到夫妻，看到所谓的
孩子
都有在家庭里面有这么多的这种
张力
对立，
这种张力tension Why?
为什么
？Because today many people, even though they know how to speak language, but their language is complain.
今天我们看到大家都会说话，可是我们一开口总是怨言。
That's why there's so much tension.
因此我们看到许许多多的对立跟张力存在。
Now the Israelites continue to complain to God.
我们看到在这里，以色列民继续向神发怨言。
And they complain about the food.
他们甚至埋怨他们所吃的东西。
Let's turn to the book of Numbers.
我们再看民数记。
Chapter 11.
民数记的十一章。
Chapter 11 verse 4.
民数记第十一章第四节。
Chapter 11 verse 4 to 6.
民数记第十一章第四节到第六节，他们中间的闲杂人大起贪欲的心，以色列人又哭嚎说：“谁给我们肉吃呢？”第五节，我们记得在埃及的时候不花钱就吃鱼，也记得有黄瓜、西瓜、韭菜、葱、蒜。第六节，现在我们的心血枯竭了，除了这玛瑙以外，在我们眼前并没有别的东西。
Can you imagine this kind of Israelite? What are they saying?
我们看看以色列民在这个时候说什么话。
God has been feeding them.
神在那个时候已经真的是喂饱他们。
Through manna every morning, rain down manna from heaven.
经由玛拿每天早上来给他们食物。
But they complain this food is so without taste. We don't like it.
但是在这个时候，他们却说玛拿吃起来没味道，没有意思。
And what did they do?
他们做什么呢
？They cry.
他们哭嚎了。
They cry. There's no meat.
他们哭嚎要什么？要肉啊
！It's true. Meat tastes better than vegetable for most of us.
当然，大家都知道肉比青菜好吃多了。
But you can pray for. You can ask for it.
但是我们可以求，可以向神来祈求。
But don't just complain for it.
但是不是经由哭嚎怨言来祈求。
When you complain, you will not get what you want.
因为我们又哭又闹的，我们不会得到我们想要的东西。
This can apply to our daily life.
这个例子可以在我们现实的生活存在的。
If you want your spouse to be better,
如果我们今天看到我们的配偶，我们想配偶更好一些。
Don't just complain.
不要只有埋怨他。
Complain never get what you want.
埋怨只会让情况更糟。
Encourage.
应该要鼓励。
Request.
应该要要求
that's different.
因为这也是不一样的
But they just cry because there's no meat.
以色列民在这边只会哭嚎只会怨言
Okay, God give them meat.
神在这边答应他们说给他们肉
What did God say?
神怎么说？
啊、，Let's read 啊、，Let's read verse 18。
我们请看第十八节。
啊、，Verse 18 to 20。
十八节到二十节，又对百姓说：“你们应当自洁，预备明天吃肉，因为你们哭嚎说，谁给我们肉吃？我们在埃及很好，这声音达到神的耳中，所以他必给你们肉吃。”第十九节，你们不只吃一天、两天、五天、十天、二十天，二十节，要吃一整个月。甚至肉从你们鼻孔里喷出来，使你们厌饿了，因为你们厌弃住在你们中间的神，在他面前哭嚎说：“我们为何出了埃及呢？”
God is really angry this time.
我们看到神的愤怒了。
You say you want to eat meat?
神说你要吃肉啊。
You cry for meat?
你哭嚎说要吃肉。
Okay, I'll give you meat.
那么我就给你肉吃。
I'll give you not only one day.
我不是只有给你一天。
10 days, 50 days.
不是两天十天而已。
God is really angry this time.
我们看到神是真的生气了。
Yes, if we look at this, it sounds very funny because God said, I'll give you eat until the meat come out of your nostril.
我们看到这里，我们会觉得很有意思。神说，我要让你吃到鼻孔冒出来。
Very funny, but it's God is very angry, not funny.
但是这个不只是好笑而已，这个可以看到神的怒气啊。
And then what happened?
我们看看紧接下来发生什么事。
Yes, God rained lots of birds, for them to eat.
那么在这边神带很多的鸟来给他们，让他们吃肉。
But before they eat, what happened?
但带他们吃肉之前发生什么事？
Let's read verse 31.
我们再看31节。
31
节，有风从神那里刮起，把鹌鹑由海面刮来，飞散在营边和营的四围。这边约有一天的路程，那边约有一天的路程，离地面约有两轴。32节，百姓起来，终日终夜，并次日一整夜，捕取鹌鹑，至少的也取了12梅格尔，为自己摆列在营的四围。33节，肉在他们牙齿之间尚未绝烂，神的怒气就向他们发作，用最重的灾殃击杀了他们。
This is the result.
这就是结果了。
You want meat?
你需要肉。
You complain for meat?
你哭嚎说要肉。
You're not happy with what you have?
你不高兴现在你所有的玛拿。
I'll give you more.
那么我就给你多一点。
But that meat will not satisfy you.
但是这个肉不会让你满足的。
Will kill you.
这个肉要事实上要击杀你的。
Before they enjoy, God destroy them.
在他们放到口里面还没嚼烂的时候，神就用灾殃来击杀他们。
So today do not be an unweaned child.
所以今天我们不要做一个未断奶的小孩。
Actually, if you look at the process, how they leave Egypt and go to Canaan.
今天我们回头看看以色列民怎么样出埃及，怎么样进迦南。
A few millions of them.
我们可以看到有几百万人。
There was not even one single person die of hunger during that 40 years.
在这四十年的旷野路上，没有一个人因为说没有东西吃而死了。
But why did they die?
那么他们为什么而死呢？
他们是饱死的。They die of wanting too much, desires too much.
我们可以看到他们是因为自己的欲望给撑死的。
This is too bad.
这个结果是糟糕的。
Today is the same.
今天也是一样。
Many Christians die on the way to heaven.
今天我们看到许许多多基督徒都是在前往天国的路上而死掉了。
Many come to church.
那么很多人来教会，
many were baptized,
很多人受洗，
but how many can endure to the very end?
但是有多少人能够走到最尽头呢？
Because they desire too much.
因为他们的欲望太深了。
But God knows what we need.
但是神知道我们需要什么。
If you look at the kind of food that God gave them,
那么我们看看神给他们什么样的食物。
Verse 7,
第七节。
Chapter 11, verse 7 to 8.
我们请看11章的第七节到第九节。第七节，这玛拿仿佛丸子，又好像珍珠，百姓周围行走，把玛拿收起来，或用推磨，或用搅捣，煮在锅中，又做成饼，滋味好像新油。第九节，夜间露水降在营中，玛拿也随着降下。
God knows what we need in the wilderness journey.
在这边，神知道以色列百姓在旷野里面需要什么。
Mana means what is it?
玛拿的意思就是说这是什么。
Because they never eat this food before.
因为他们从没有吃过这个东西。
So they asked when the manna first came down. They asked what is this.
所以当玛拿第一次出现在他们眼前的时候，他们问这是什么。
So this food was called what is this.
所以这样玛拿这个东西事实上它的名字就是这是什么。
Now what is the characteristic of manna?
那么玛拿的内容是什么呢？
First,
第一点，
manna is a very simple food.
玛拿是一个很简单的食物。
Very simple to cook.
那么很简单去煮来吃。
You can boil it, you can cook it as a cake.
那么你可以在水中煮了，捣碎变成饼。
Doesn't take much time.
那么不用花太多时间。
This is very important.
这很重要的哦。
If you run a wilderness journey, you cannot bring oyster, you cannot bring shark fins. It's difficult to cook.
今天在这个所谓的在这个旷野里面行走，我们没有办法吃山珍海味、大鱼大肉。
Because it's difficult to cook, take long time.
因为这些东西都很难去煮的。
So God give them simple food, simple to prepare.
所以神在这边为他们想到，给他们越简单越好煮的食物。
And then second characteristic.
那么第二个玛瑙的这个应该说它内容像什么呢
？Non greasy, non oily, 清淡的。
很清淡的，不油腻的。
Here tastes like olive oil. Olive oil is just less cholesterol.
那边这边说它的滋味。吃起来好像新油一样，也就是说很少的负担的。
Very unoily.
那么是不油腻的东西。
And then thirdly, this food is very fresh.
而且这样的东西呢，玛瑙这样的东西非常新鲜。
Every day provision.
每天提供。
Never left overnight.
不能够过夜的。
And this is the three characteristics of food.
那么我们看到玛瑙有这三样的特性。
God wanted to eat these three ways.
那么神要他们能够这样来煮来吃。
Simple.
简单
non-oily
那么不油
and fresh
而且新鲜
I think today this can also apply to our daily life
今天这样的食物不也是适合我们今天生活吗
we should eat simple food
我们应该吃简单的食物
non-oily food so that we don't have cholesterol
而且不油我们就不会有很高的胆固醇
and then eat fresh food don't eat too much canned food don't eat too much all those processed food
我们应该吃多新鲜的食物而不是一些所谓的人工制造品
there was a survey by the newspaper
那么在
WHO of United Nations
在世界应该世界健康协会里面有这么样一个这么样一个调查
Where can they find the people who have the longest longevity in the whole world
那么他们研究说在世界上哪一国或者哪一族人最长寿
They find the place was Okinawa in Japan
那么他们发现在日本冲绳岛上面的人呢最长寿
On average a man will live 76.67 years old
那么他们研究这个岛上的人呢平均寿命在76岁以上
There was a man for male for female was even better 84.47
76是男人女人呢更高了84岁以上
Why?
为什么这么长寿
They found out their diet is very simple
他们发现他们的食物非常简单
They ate lots of seaweed
他们吃很多海带
they have lots of tofu and also seafood
那么吃很多的海鲜以及豆腐
so the food is simple
所以他们的食物可以说是非常简单的
and secondly the people on the island on that place walk very slowly very relaxed
那么在冲绳岛上的人都非常的应该步调非常的慢的
so less stressed than the city people
也就是不像城市里面有这么大的这个压力
so of course we don't have to go there
当然，我不是叫大家都要搬到那里去了。
But just tell us, simple food sometimes means good.
也就告诉我们，简单的食物对我们生活是有好处的。
Now, how about our daily life?
那么，我们看看我们每天生活呢
？Also, these three principles can apply.
这个玛瑙这三样特性也同样的适合在我们今天生活。
We should live a simple life.
我们今天要能够过一个简单的生活。
Simple life means less burden.
简单的生活也就是简单的减少的负担。
Because if you have a very complicated life, even though lots of enjoyment, but take a lot of time to take care.
因为如果我们要生活在很复杂的环境里面，虽然觉得不错，但是要花很多的精神去照顾。
So if God gives us a small house,
所以如果神给我们一个小房子
，I can be very simple in this small house.
那么我可以很简单的就住在这个小房子。
If God give me a big house,
如果今天神给我个大房子
，I also can live a simple life in the big house.
那么我在大房子里面一样可以过个简单的生活。
But simple house take less time to take care.
但是小房子简单的房子让我们花少时间去照顾。
Secondly, life should be non-oily, non-greasy.
那么第二，我们的生活就要像这个玛瑙一样不油不腻，
清淡哦，
很清淡的。
How?
为什么？
Do not love fame. Do not love vain glory. That means non-oily.
那么不要跟着这个世界的潮流，这个追随这个世界潮流，也就是说
淡泊名利
淡泊名利的方式。
Doesn't care human glory.
我们不关心人类的名利。
We only search our heavenly God and heavenly journey.
在我们生活里面，我们只追寻神，走在神的道上。
And third way is fresh life.
第三，也就是一个新鲜的生活。
This will always get close to the mother nature.
也就是我们在生活里面要尽量的接近大自然。
Always go outside to breathe some fresh air.
我们总是到户外呢去呼吸新鲜空气。
Less shopping in the mall, but more outside the national park.
应该我们花多一点时间在公园，少一点时间在 shopping mall 里面。
Less time in front of TV, but more time on outdoor activity.
那么我们要少点时间在电视前面，多一点时间在 啊，接受大自然。
This is the creation of God.
因为大自然是神的创造。
So this manna, this three characteristic really can apply to our daily life.
所以 manna 这三样特性事实上也同样的适合在我们今天生活里面。
So, but however, the people of Israelites, they are non-winded, they don't like manna.
但是我们看到以色列民是一个未断奶的小孩，他们不喜欢 manna.
They want meat.
他们要肉。
Well, they die faster.
但是他们因为肉而死。
Just I mentioned about the Okinawa, the people, they live so long.
就好像我刚才说，在冲绳岛上的人活得久一些。
But some people say only the Japanese they have the DNA allow them to live longer.
那么也许会说，因为日本人的基因比较好，所以让他们可以活久一点。
But the research also tell us when the Okinawa people or the Japanese people move to Brazil.
但是调查告诉我们，如果这些冲绳岛人移到巴西去
，after one or two generation，
那么经过一两代之后
Their life expectancy dropped 17 years.
那么他们的寿命将会掉17年。
Why?
为什么
？Because the beef was very cheap.
因为在那里牛肉好吃。
Every day eat beef.
因为每天都是牛肉。
Cholesterol, heart disease, stroke.
那么各式各样的文明病都出来了。
So die faster.
所以他们就死得快了。
But don't take me wrong. I'm not saying that you go home you shouldn't eat meat.
那么我不是在这边告诉大家回家不要吃肉了。
Of course, I eat a lot of meat too. That's why I cannot be thin.
那么我自己也吃很多肉了，所以看起来胖胖的。
So have a simple life is the key point.
所以我们简单的生活是最重要的关键。
So let's look at another verse.
我们再看一节圣经。
Let's come back to let's look at the book of Hebrews chapter 6.
我们看到希伯来书第六章。
Chapter 6 verse 12.
希伯来书第六章第十二节。
The book of Hebrews chapter 6 verse 12.
希伯来书第六章第十二节。
Chapter 5, verse 12 to 14.
希伯来书第五章。
Hebrews 5:12-14.
希伯来书第五章的第十二节开始，看你们学习的功夫，本该做师父，谁知还得有人将神圣言小学的开端，另教导你们，并且成了那必须吃奶不能吃干粮的人。第十三节，凡只能吃奶都不熟练仁义的道德，因为他们是婴孩。十四节，唯独长大成人的才能吃干粮，他们的心窍习练得通达，就能分辨好歹了。
Here tells us another meaning of winded child. This means a person can consume solid food.
在这边告诉我们，断过奶的孩子，也就是说他已经长大，可以吃固体食物。
Meal is very good to swallow.
牛奶当然，奶当然是很软，很好喝。
You don't have to chew.
不用嚼的。
Just suck and then you feel very comfortable.
只要喝，只要吸，就能够饱足了。
However, milk is not enough when you grow up.
但是长大的孩子只喝奶是不够。
You need to have a solid food.
一定要有干粮才可以。
Solid food is when you have to chew it.
因为干粮要用咬的。
You have to digest it.
而且要消化。
This tells us when we pursue our spiritual life.
所以今天告诉我们，我们在追求属灵的生活。
We also have to look to some solid food to consume.
在我们属灵生活当中，我们一定要找一些干粮来吃。
What is milk?
什么是奶呢
？Milk is soft teaching.
奶可以说是比较柔软的的道理。
Yes, Jesus loves you.
我们可以柔软的道理里面包括神的爱。
Be blessed.
神的祝福。
This is very soft.
神的祝福、神的爱，这都是比较软性的东西。
There's most denomination, that's what they emphasize.
我们看到所有不管什么样的教派都谈神爱，神爱世人。
They don't talk about what is the true salvation way. They only talk about Jesus love you and come believe you'll be saved.
他们很少谈到说什么是真正得救的福音，而是常常说神爱世人，大家都可以得救。
But solid food is not this.
但是干粮不是只有这，不只是代表这个而已。
Solid food is the judgment of God.
干粮就是代表了神的审判。
Yes, God is love, but God also is judgment.
神有爱，但是神有公义的审判。
So we have to follow the word of God in order to be saved.
但是也就是说，我们必须按照神的道理，为了就是要能够经过这个审判。
So here the Bible tells us, do not be just a spiritual baby.
所以今天圣经里面告诉我们，不要变婴儿而已啊。
We must be weaned.
我们必须要断奶。
After believing Jesus for a few years.
在我们信主几年之后
We have to start reading Bible ourselves.
我们必须要自己懂得如何看圣经
And sometimes the teaching from the pulpit may be hard.
有时候我们经过这个讲台的道理也许不好听
Sometimes you feel that, oh, I'm being rebuked.
我们会觉得不容易听因为觉得自己好像受到责备了
But don't think that is personal.
但是不要太个人主义了
个人化的
个人化的
But rather this is the word of God, I must take it.
但是我们要想，这是神的干粮，我们要真的吃下去。
Eat solid food，
也就是要吃神的干粮啊。
And then let's turn back to the book of Psalm。
我们再看回诗篇。
The last point, the fifth point, how can we acquire the state of spiritual quietness and stillness？
那么第131篇告诉我们第五点，如何取得心稳平稳安静呢？
Verse 3，
第三节，以色列啊，你应当仰望神，从今时直到永远。
He tells us the last point. He tells us is to put our hope in the Lord.
最后一点告诉我们，我们要仰望神。
Today, where do we put our hope?
今天我们把我们的仰望放在哪里？
Some people put their hope in their children.
今天我们把希望放在小孩。
Many we hope that our children will support us, help us.
我们做父母的都希望小孩长大以后能够奉养我们。
But nowadays, we see the society.
但是今天我们看看现在的社会。
If a child grow up, do not become a bad person, we already thankful.
如果今天小孩长大，只要不要成为坏人，我们都已经很感谢了。
Keep the faith is not, we are already thankful.
那么如果他们能够保守在信仰里面，已经感谢了。
So we cannot count on our next generation totally.
所以今天我们不能够完全指望我们下一代了。
Some people put their hope in their property.
有时候我们看到人把希望放在他们的财产里面。
Yes, it is something quite reliable.
当然，自己的产业总是靠得住的。
But we know the society is getting more and more complex.
但是我们看到今天的社会是越来越复杂。
And we suddenly discover our wealth become less and less reliable than before.
可能有一天我们早上起来，我们会发现我们自己手边所拥有的产业不再像我们所想象那么靠得住了。
What was the headline during the past few days in the newspaper?
那么在过去几天，我们看看头条新闻是什么
？Canada because of the government income trust new ruling.
那么我们看到加拿大要改变它的这个所谓的税收的方式。收入的信托基金的方式。
Because of this announcement, one day in the stock market, $200 million disappear.
我们看到
market value.
因为这样的消息使得股市能够立刻下降了两亿多。
So what does it tell us?
那么这告诉我们一个讯息。
Some people put their hope in the portfolio.
今天我们把我们的希望放在我们的钱财上。
Some people put their hope in the stock.
我们放我们的希望放在这个股市上。
Even though we don't buy stock, but we have RSP, we have other fund.
虽然我们不买股票，但是我们总是有许许多多的信托基金在那里。
So, most people were affected.
但是我们看到这么一句话就可以影响许许多多的人。
But what did the Bible tell us?
但是圣经告诉我们
什么？ The Bible already told us.
圣经已经告诉我们了。
Let's turn to the book of Proverbs, chapter 23.
我们请看到箴言二十三章。
Verse 4.
我们请看箴言二十三章的第四节。
Verse 4 to 5.
二十三章第四节第五节。箴言二十三章第四节，不要劳碌求富，修葬自己的聪明。第五节，你岂要定睛在虚无的钱财上吗？因钱财必长翅膀，如鹰向天飞去。
Here the Bible did not tell us not to work hard.
这里圣经并没有告诉我们说不要工作。
We must work hard.
我们要努力工作。
We must work hard to get our food.
我们要努力工作以便得食物。
But what did the Bible tell us?
但是圣经里面告诉我们更重要的。
Do not put our hope in property only.
不要把我们的希望只放在今天的钱财上。
Because money will spread our wings and fly away like eagle.
因为这里告诉我们钱财会长翅膀如鹰飞去啊。
Here tell us, he will sprout a ring, not just probably, but will, 100%.
这边告诉我们不是说可能，而是说必定长翅膀。
And then it's like an eagle, not like a chicken. If you spring a ring like a chicken, then you can still catch it.
那么今天我们看到我们要抓一只鸡的话，如果它跑了，它飞了，我们抓不到，它在地上我们就可以抓。
But can you catch an eagle?
但是我们抓得到老鹰吗？
Eagle flies so fast, flies so high.
那么鹰飞得高，飞得远。
You saw him, but you never catch him.
看得到，抓不到。
You see, you grab him, but it's disappear.
但是我们似乎抓到了，但是又飞走了。
Today we have it, maybe tomorrow we lost it.
今天我们有，但是明天却又不见了。
Cannot be our hope.
像老鹰这样的高飞，我们没有办法放我们希望在上面。
We must work for hard for money for daily living, but we must not put our hope in them.
今天我们努力工作得钱财得宝足，但是我们不能够把希望放在这个钱财上。
Because our hope is in God.
因为我们的希望要在神的身上。
Money keeps changing.
因为钱会变。
Even now we are talking, the exchange rate already changing.
我们在讲话当中，这个股市兑换率就一直改变了。
But God is the one never changes.
但是神永远不变的。
So if we put our hope in God, we will be very stable, very strong, very still and quiet.
所以今天如果我们把仰望放在神的身上，那我们的心就能够平稳安静了。
On the opposite, if we put our trust in the ego, then we up and down, up and down.
那么相反的，如果我们把我们的希望放在这只老鹰上面，我们就会上上下下了。
And sometimes we just get lost.
那么有时候甚至就不见了。
May the Lord help us.
愿神帮助我们。
Let's sing Hymn 476.
我们请赞美诗476首。